This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, January 21st, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Saturday, January 16th, the body of Father John Bacon, a Catholic priest, was found mutilated and tied to a tree in Nigeria, Africa, reports International Christian Concern. The Muslim terrorist group Boko Haram is likely behind it. Father Bacon, his brother, and another priest were all kidnapped the day before as they returned to Niger. Shortly after the kidnapping, the abductors told Father Bacon's diocese that they needed $80,000 to release him and the two others. After negotiations, they lowered the ransom to $13,000. Sadly, they killed Father Bacon. The other two are likely still captive. Nigeria, Africa continues to rank in the top 10 of Open Doors World Watch List in 2021 of the worst countries in the world for the persecution of Christians. Please pray for God to comfort and strengthen Father Bacon's family. Yesterday morning, in the shadow of the Capitol, Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts swore in Joe Biden as the 46th President of the United States of America.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Joseph Robinette Biden, Jr., do solemnly swear.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden, Jr., do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
Office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. Thank President. You.
While former Presidents Obama, Bush, and Clinton were in attendance, former President Trump skipped the ceremony. In his inaugural address, given to a smattering of officials and an empty mall, President Biden advocated for unity.
I know speaking of unity can sound to some like a foolish fantasy these days. I know the forces that divide us are deep and they are real, but I also know they are not new. Our history has been a constant struggle between the American ideal that we're all are created equal and the harsh, ugly reality that racism, nativism, fear, demonization have long torn us apart. The battle is perennial, and victory is never assured. Through civil war, the Great Depression, World War, 9/11, through struggle, sacrifice, and setbacks, our better angels have always prevailed.
Ironically, in a non-unifying tweet on January 7th, Biden labeled Trump supporters who gathered at the Capitol on January 6th, the vast majority of whom were peaceful, as, quote, domestic terrorists, end quote. Here is an audio clip revealing that Biden's call for unity is not terribly genuine.
Here we stand, just days after a riotous mob thought they could use violence to silence the will of the people, to stop the work of our democracy, to drive us from this sacred ground.
At the conclusion of the inauguration ceremony, Pastor Sylvester Beeman of Bethel AME Church in Wilmington, Delaware, delivered the 4.5-minute benediction, acknowledging the holiness of God, reports Christian Headlines.
God, we gather under the beauty of your holiness and the holiness of your beauty. We seek your face, your smile, your warm embrace. We petition you once more in this celebration. We pray for divine favor upon our President, Joseph R. Biden, and our First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden, and their family.
Pastor Beeman urged Americans to care for one another.
We will care for our most vulnerable, our children, the elderly, emotionally challenged, and the poor.
Pastor Beeman's call that we care for our most vulnerable, including our children, was especially ironic in light of President Biden's declaration last April that killing unborn babies was, quote, an essential medical service, end quote. during the coronavirus pandemic. In addition, Biden's health care plan would expand abortions by forcing insurance companies to cover abortions as quote-unquote essential health care under Obamacare. Last Sunday, Pastor Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, said that while he was disappointed that Joe Biden was set to be the next president, he was not depressed.
I'm not depressed. I'm not discouraged. I'm not downtrodden over that fact for one simple reason. Even though the occupant of the Oval Office is changing this week, the occupant of the throne in heaven is not changing at all. God is on his throne in heaven. Daniel 2:21 says, "It is God who establishes kings and removes kings." God is the one who determines all authority. He's in control of all of it.
Pastor Jeffress urged all Christians to pray for President Biden.
We're to pray for the government leaders. We're to pray for Joe Biden. And we're to pray for Kamala Harris. And we're to pray for every elected official. In 1 Peter chapter 2, Paul said, "First of all, then I urge that entreaties and prayers and petitions and thanksgiving be made on behalf of all men for kings and all those who are in authority." We don't just pray for the government leaders we voted for, the ones that we like or the ones that we support. We are to pray for all of them. Why? So that we might live a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity.
Please pray that President Biden will not follow through on his promises to push abortion, advocate for sodomy, and restrict Christian liberty. And finally, during Biden's campaign, he went so far as to endorse children as young as 8, quote-unquote, deciding they're transgender. And earlier this week, President Biden chose Pennsylvania Health Secretary, quote-unquote, Rachel Levine as Assistant Secretary of Health, reports ChristianDaily.com. However, to be clear, Levine is not a woman, but a man whose given name is Richard. He not only claims to be a woman and dresses as a woman, but he has chosen mutilating surgeries and takes estrogen. Richard, a.k.a. Rachel Levine, is the first transgender person to serve in the cabinet. Deuteronomy 22 verse 5 says, "A woman must not wear men's clothing, nor a man wear women's clothing, for the Lord your God detests anyone who does this." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, January 21st in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.